Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting third. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting fourth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. White moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo takes first base on ball four. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayo moves to second. Two outs. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellage hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White bunts towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cuccinello moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. Cuccinello moves to third. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Mayo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 2 in the game. Wellage hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Dietrich moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Dietrich moves to third. Moses moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dietrich scores. Moses scores. There goes Cuccinello trying to get to third. White throws the ball into Mayo, who tags Cuccinello for the out. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Welage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welage is 0 for 3 in the game. Welage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgson. Welage reaches second base with a double. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Welage moves to third. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Welage scores. White moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 3 in the game. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welage who is chasing the ball. Tucker reaches third base with a triple. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, White Sox. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estalella. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. Cuccinello moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a fly ball into right field. Welage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall is hit by the pitch. Vern Benson pinch hits for Lum Harris. Vern Benson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.